Catch Alive. What's happening, everybody? You know what time it is.
Spoon, I scoop you up like chocolate ice cream.
I got a review. I guess you can review the show if you want to. You put a review in, you can review the show. I didn't even know that, but I got some review, some comments in here. And this was like a year ago. I got a comment. Thank you, Shane. Somebody named Shane wrote a little review on my show, and it says, don't waste your time. This podcast is dumb. He's racist and homophobic. Well, thanks for listening, Shane, and thanks for noticing.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah, it is pretty dumb, and it's probably only going to get dumber, actually. Racist? I don't remember.
I don't like white people.
I don't remember that, but it is true that I don't like the Dutch people. A lot of people know that. I don't really like anyone from that whole area. I don't like the Scandinavians, you know, but my hatred of the Dutch people is really neither here nor there. So that's just the way I am. I'm set in my ways, but homophobic, it says. No, I'm not homophobic. If anything, I wish I was gay, but unfortunately, I'm way too into that poon, you know what I'm saying? I like that slicky icky, but I wish I was gay. I'm not gay, but I have nothing against any group. I stand up for the marginalized people, unlike a lot of you people. And a lot of you people have problems, not me. Anyway, what's going on with Madonna's face? Anybody know? Have you seen Madonna? They've been showing Madonna on the internet. Her face.
Hi, everybody. It's me.
What happened to her face? Have you seen her lately? Her plastic surgeon must be very convincing. Oh, you're looking young and skinny, Madonna. You got to come back in here. You're looking great. He's got her on some kind of punch card system. She looks like she goes in there every couple weeks just to get it all topped off.
Yes, queen.
I mean, she looks very puffy all of a sudden. I mean, it's scary looking. Wait till next Halloween. This is going to be the most popular mask, is the Madonna face next Halloween. I know what I'm going as. I'm going to get that Madonna mask. I mean, it just looks inflamed. It looks like she laid down and had somebody smack her in the face repeatedly for 2 hours straight with a flip-flop. Looks like you could pop her face with a pin and it would go flat or sag down or something. It's very strange. Her lips look like a catcher's mitt or something. You know what I mean? She looks like she just finished an MMA fight. She looks battered.
Oh, man.
Looks like a life-size ventriloquist doll who has a really bad learning disability, maybe. Something like that. It looks like she pulled all her skin off her head and put all of her skin over the head of John Goodman or something. It's like she's trying to make her face look like a vagina, maybe, or something. Maybe reel it in a little bit. Pump the brakes on that. I mean, is all the surgery supposed to make you look like you did in the 80s? It's not working because plastic surgery is nowhere near perfected yet. It's nowhere near perfected. It's not working, Madonna. It's not working. I mean, is she dead? Has she been embalmed? Is she dead? Is there some kind of elaborate rope and pulley system making her arms and legs move? I'm not trying to be mean. Hopefully this is not coming off as mean. Maybe I am. Let's see. Hey, that was brought to you by a new sponsor on the show. It's the Michael J. Fox Paint Store. Michael J. Fox, great actor. He's given up acting and he's now selling paint. He's opening up paint stores all over, selling interior and exterior latex paint. Smart move. Hey, Sherman and Williams, you better watch out. There's a new sheriff in town. And a new, this paint is really great stuff. Have you ever bought paint and you got it home and it wasn't mixed properly? Yeah? Well, that's why they give you those sticks. And you're supposed to, who's got the time to mix all this paint up? Nobody does. Well, if you purchase paint from the Michael J. Fox Paint Store, you can rest assured it has been mixed far beyond what it would ever need. Michael J. Fox personally holds each can of paint in his Parkinson-riddled hands for up to 2 minutes, and the paint is mixed so well after that that... All right, this is stupid. I'm not going to do the rest of this. This is not a good show today. This is mean. This show is mean. Why am I being mean to Michael J. Fox and Madonna? They're American icons. All right. What else is happening? The Ukraine war is still going on. The fake Ukraine war. Love it. It's still going on. It's still going. We're going to send them another $100 million.
Oh, baby.
That's kind of nice. And now China is going to send weapons to Russia to help them. Okay, so if you're keeping score at home, we sell weapons to China, and then they give them to Russia to fight the Ukraine. Then we give Ukraine more money to fight Russia. It's really, really great because we don't manufacture anything in the country anymore. So to keep the economy afloat, we sell weapons and bombs to other countries so they can kill each other. It's fine. Hey, whatever keeps your economy going, right? We're the good guys here, folks. Remember that.
Wow, winning.
And it's all real. Just like the four UFOs. Remember a couple weeks ago, they had four UFOs shot down in one day.
I did not know that.
They came on TV and said, we're shooting down UFOs. We're just like, no one cares. You're shooting down UFOs? Okay. I think we're all just looking at the TV now with our arms crossed and one eyebrow up like, okay, what are we doing? Shooting down UFOs? All right. Sounds good. It's all real. Everything's real that's on TV, just like the COVID vaccine. Hey, take the COVID vaccine, you'll never get COVID.
Gotcha, bitch.
Now it comes out that this Dr. Birx, who was Fauci's partner, she was the one who used to come up to the podium and had all the scarves, and she looked like she was on a handful of Percocets. Now she's got a new book. She's selling a new book saying, yeah, we knew. We knew that the shots wouldn't work. We knew you'd still get COVID. We thought it'd be best if you guys took the spike protein vaccine. That'd be best. So we lied to the public. Yeah, we knew. Now they're saying they knew. They knew it wouldn't stop transmission, but they thought it'd be a good idea to tell people it did. But you're supposed to trust the science, right? I love to trust the science people. I work with a guy, he's a trust the science. I'm a trust the science guy. I trust the science. Everything that's ever brought up. Well, I trust the science and the facts. Don't you trust the science? Bitch, you don't know nothing about science. Don't you mean you trust the people on TV to tell you what the science is? I mean, you're not at home in your basement with test tubes and Bunsen burners running tests, are you? You should just say, I trust my TV. I trust my TV to tell me what to do. Okay. Even though the TV has been wrong about everything so far, I trust the science. I trust my TV. I'm supposed to listen to this guy. He's a registered sex offender. I work with a sex offender. Kind of crazy. I worked with this guy for years and never thought anything of it, but I did notice, you know, at break time in the bathroom at work, he would quite often saddle up to the urinal right next to me when we would pee. I don't like that. I'm not saying it meant anything for sure. If I had to pee, all of a sudden I'd notice that he had to pee. Okay.
Shit, I'm gonna come.
I need space when I pee. I don't know about you guys, but our work urinals are way too close together. And I need a little space, or I just can't. Sometimes I can't pull the trigger. Sometimes I feel like I need a back rub or something because it's just too much. Somebody saddles up right next to me. I mean, once it starts, I'm fine, but sometimes I can't thread that needle if there's too many people around. That's just the way I am. And, you know, he used to do weird stuff too. Like one time, when we were peeing together, he'd lean over to me and compliment me on my watch. And that's not the time for that, I don't think. And I wasn't even wearing a watch, so it's just not, it's not good for me. I need privacy when I pee. But, you know, I'm against sex abuse. That's the way I am. I'm against sex abuse of any kind. I even have a bumper sticker that says that. So, and, you know, what do I know about sex? I was never molested. I was never touched inappropriately by anyone. And you know what? I was a good-looking kid. I actually spent some time around people that turned out to be child predators, too. We found out later some of these guys were child predators. So, I mean, I'm not sure what the problem was because I was a very attractive kid, but for some reason, this guy had no interest. I mean, thank God. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm glad I wasn't molested by this predator, bud. But honestly, I could have done commercials. That's how good-looking of a kid I was. Probably could have did commercials. I had this flyaway blonde hair. I had freckles and a really cool bowl cut. I mean, nothing from this guy. And I was around this guy quite often. In the looks department, aesthetically, I think I peaked around 6 or 7 years old. I was a very attractive kid. Stunningly beautiful child. And never molested, luckily. But confusing. Considering, you know, all things considered, but I guess I wasn't his cup of tea. Whatever. That's fine. What am I talking about? Stupid. That's stupid. I just watched this, you know what, folks? I just watched this Helen Keller documentary that they have out. Helen Keller, a lot of people put her on a pedestal. And I did too. I put her on a pedestal too. But I've been doing some research and watching this documentary. And by all accounts, she was a real cunt. I mean, sure, she couldn't see or hear, but she knew sign language. And some of the stuff that she would sign was just plain awful, to be honest with you. I was surprised. I mean, some of the stuff that she would sign to people was very hateful. She was not the person that people think she is. Very misogynistic, and she didn't approve of gay marriage, or she didn't like any ethnicities. She was kind of a white supremacist. She especially didn't like black people that were gay. She didn't like that. She was a terrible person. I mean, I feel bad for her afflictions, but she was a real bitch, according to this documentary that I saw on Hulu or wherever I saw it. I mean, maybe I didn't see it. Maybe I'm making this up. I don't know. I'm going to try to buy a used motorcycle. What do you think of that? Well, a lot of these guys selling these motorcycles are asking way too much. Way too much. They're crazy.
Hello?
Hey, calling about the motorcycle.
Man, I don't know where that you guys are getting that. I don't have a motorcycle for sale. I never have.
Are you sure?
What do you mean, am I sure? Do you think I would know if I have a motorcycle for sale or not? I've never had a motorcycle. What are you kidding me?
Well, I'm calling the number from the ad, so yeah, you have a motorcycle.
Are you sure?
It's a 2000.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's a 2013 Harley Davidson. It's beautiful.
Okay, it's not mine. I don't have it. I don't know who it belongs to. I don't know why my number has been tied into this.
I'm not the one who put the number down. Don't come. I mean, you're getting mad at me. I'm just reading the ad. I want the bike that's in the ad, and you're coming off at the mouth at me. I mean, I didn't do this to you.
I got you, brother. Sorry. It's just that I get these texts all the time.
And, well, it's a beautiful bike. You don't know anybody with that bike?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Damn.
Yeah, sorry.
I bet you do get a lot of calls because it's a beautiful bike at a beautiful price.
That's why I'm sounding off like this because I can't get rid of these calls.
Damn. Well, I didn't mean to come off at the mouth. I really want that bike for that price.
Later. Yeah, good luck, man.
Love it. See ya. So, there you go. He claimed he didn't have a motorcycle for sale, but I'm not sure I believe him, but that's all right. I'll give it another try here. Hey, calling about your motorcycle.
Yes, sir.
It's a 2021?
Correct.
Well, what are we doing here? I mean, 45,000, this says.
Okay.
That's too high, right? I mean, what are we doing? Wait, are you serious?
Well, don't buy it then.
Well, I just want a little wiggle room. Hello? Oh, Christ. All right. One more time. I mean, nobody wants to negotiate? That's fine. We won't negotiate this time.
Hello.
Hi, you selling the motorcycle?
I am.
How much you want for that thing?
I'm asking 15 or best offer.
Okay. How many miles are on that thing?
There's 21,000 on the engine. At 19,000, the needle bearings went. And he rebuilt the entire thing at a Harley dealer.
Fuck, I love it. That's a nice looking machine you got there.
That's my favorite. I call her Penny.
Yeah? Got me hard as a rock. I love Harleys, man. I would look great on that fucking thing. Where are you at right now?
Well, I'm in the condo here. Where'd you see it at?
It doesn't matter. I saw it in... Yep, that's probably where I saw it. I had the number written down. I already have two Harleys myself. I'm a big Harley guy.
All right, well, I have three, so I'm ahead of you.
Oh, my God. I don't really drive them much. I put them out in the driveway, and, you know, I fuck with them out there. I rev them up real loud because I hate my neighbors. But, you know, I wouldn't mind having another one to put out there if possible, if you're looking to sell, if you're serious.
Well, depends what you're offering.
Well.
Because I'm not giving it away.
I'd like to drive that son of a bitch, but I don't have a license right now.
All right, well, you're not going to drive it. I'll take you for a ride.
That's what I'd like to do. Is it all right if I get a hold of you next week and we can maybe talk this over a little further?
You got to let me know when. I bought another one down here. That's why I'm selling that one.
Yeah, well, I don't care because that doesn't matter to me because I don't get into other people's business. I don't care why you're selling it. But I do need to keep this discreet because my wife doesn't know I'm getting it. she doesn't know until I get them home. It's fine.
Oh, I see.
She's a real witch. But
I'm going on a ride with a couple guys down here. We're going to go, I think, Wednesday and Thursday, but I'm taking a trike.
That's fine. Doesn't matter.
So when do you think you're going to look at this thing?
Is it loud? I like them loud. I take the baffles out.
I like it stock because it has a stereo in it.
Well, what I do, I take the baffles out of those things, and I have a hard time with my neighbor. He's a sex offender with a heavy lisp, and he's a real fuckhead, and I'll get up real early, and I'll go out in the driveway and throw some revs on a Harley, and I like them loud, but that's fine. I can modify it.
You just take the pipes off.
That's what I do. And because he's caused me a lot of problems, I caused him problems, but it's fine. We like to razz each other.
Where are you from?
It doesn't matter. I'm up in Chicago, up by the Home Alone house, in suburbs of Chicago, but it doesn't really matter. I'm going to call you next week. We're going to figure this out. I want that thing. I like the look of that thing.
I'll tell you what, it's the prettiest one they ever made, I think.
Well, if you think that, why are you selling it?
I told you, I have a trike and I have a Dyna.
That's enough. You did tell me that.
I can't, like you say, three is plenty.
Oh, fuck.
You know, a little too much.
I got the money. It's fine. You know, I got to spend my money. So, to be honest with you, Harleys are my life. They really are. They get me hard as a rock, man. Hard as a rock.
This thing is a stage 3. It's got gold leaf, 24 karat gold on it.
Fuck.
It's anti-lock brakes. It got a heated seat, heated handle grips. But it doesn't matter much. It don't matter.
Fucking hell, I want that fucker. God damn. Let me get a hold of you in a couple days and maybe we can work something out. $15,000, you're thinking, huh?
Yes, sir.
I don't have a problem with that. I just can't let my wife find out. She's a real witch.
That's your problem, not mine.
You damn right it is. All right. Love it. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Right. Bye.
All right. That guy was awesome. Looks like I found my motorcycle. That's it for today's show. Don't like and subscribe. Don't do that. Don't comment, like, and subscribe, please. I got enough people listening to this already. Enough. And let's remember, folks, if your proctologist is a gay man, you really shouldn't be the one paying him.